DW Deutsche Welle News.
This is Mark Russman in Bonn. Syrian opposition groups have held their first day of talks in the Qatari capital, Doha. The meeting could reshape the main opposition Syrian National Council into a possible government in exile, but differences are apparent. Rebel forces in Syria have criticized the SNC as out of touch, and the opposition is also split ideologically. The talks come amid continuing violence in Syria, with reports of an explosion on Sunday near a hotel in Damascus. Opposition activists also said that rebels had seized a major oil field in the Deir ez-Zor province. In a bid to end the bloodshed, international mediator Lakhdar Brahimi called for world powers to issue a UN Security Council resolution based on a deal they reached in June to set up a transitional government. U.S. presidential candidates are in a final dash for votes ahead of Tuesday's election. Polls show the race is neck and neck in some key swing states. Challenger Mitt Romney campaigned in Iowa on Sunday, while President Barack Obama began his day in New Hampshire, where he promised quick relief for victims of Hurricane Sandy.
We will be with them every step of the way. I don't speak just as the president. I speak for every single American. We're going to help them rebuild.
The east coast of the U.S. is still struggling after the storm's aftermath. Fuel is in short supply, and almost 2 million people remain without power. Freezing temperatures are forecast, and officials warn that tens of thousands of people will be in need of emergency shelter. Thousands of ultra-nationalists took part in a march through Moscow on Sunday, criticizing President Vladimir Putin's immigration policies and calling for a Russia for Russians. It was the first time in years that the annual Russia March, timed to coincide with National Unity Day, was allowed through the center of the capital. Ultranationalists accused Putin of neglecting the rights of the multi-ethnic country's Slavic majority and turning a blind eye to illegal immigration. The Russian president has been facing a nascent protest movement again against his rule since he was elected to a third term in May. Many observers fear Russia may plunge into chaos if nationalist forces come to power, and some liberal analysts say that, compared to ultranationalists, Putin may be the lesser of two evils. German Chancellor Angela Merkel and leaders of the other two parties in her coalition government made progress in talks toward a compromise to end infighting over social welfare policies. The heads of the Christian Democrats, Free Democrats, and Christian Social Union agreed at late-night talks to back allowances for stay-at-home parents of young children, to reduce the cost of medical insurance, and to find ways of combating poverty among the elderly. They also agreed to invest more in transport infrastructure. With a general election 10 months away, Merkel needs to counter impressions that her government has hit an impasse. She is also eager to woo centrist voters with more largesse for low-income Germans. You're listening to Deutsche Welle News. Greece's government will present a new austerity package to Parliament on Monday. The proposals must win deputies' approval if the country is to secure more aid and stave off bankruptcy. Parliament is expected to vote on Prime Minister Antonis Samaras' package of 13.5 billion euros in cost cuts and tax hikes on Wednesday, along with measures making it easier for firms to hire and fire workers. Greece's main public and private sector unions will launch a 48-hour strike against the legislation on Tuesday and plan marches in Athens city center. Finally, turning to sports and Bundesliga soccer action on Sunday, Leverkusen edged past Fortuna Düsseldorf 3-2 to move up to fourth in the standings and extend their unbeaten run to 7 Bundesliga games. Leverkusen have now won 4 in a row in all competitions. In Sunday's only other game, Werder Bremen captured a 2-1 victory over Mainz. Elsewhere in sports, Kimi Raikkonen won the Abu Dhabi Grand Prix on Sunday for his first victory since returning to Formula One this year. Raikkonen held off Ferrari's Fernando Alonso, who finished second. Two-time defending champion Sebastian Vettel clawed back from last to third to finish third. Vettel now still tops the drivers' championships. For more news and information, we invite you to visit our website. You can find us at dw.de. Mark Rossmann, Deutsche Welle News.